Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta be like,
yeah,
into this shit, you know?
I was
popping that kick style when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was B and shit. You know? We're in that platinum shit when all y'all niggas thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer of this shit. Bottom line. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Fed time following me around. You cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all year money. I'm popping, you ain't got to count it. It's all live money. I never change money, cause niggas got strange money. Knocked up, marked up, fucked up in the game money. I got bail money.
Wonder if you want that joint ride the whole way.
You already know.
What's up, man?
What's
up, bro?
How you been? Since the last episode.
Man, I'm good, man. You know, working the news, whole bunch of crazy stuff happening in the world. Pray for Paris.
Definitely.
Just pray for this earth, period. And then ISIS one threatened D.C., so now the whole DMV on high alert. They got news going crazy at work and whatnot. So just pray for the world, pray for humanity. And, yeah, other than that, man, got to see the Redskins kick tail live in person. I'm thankful that I had my voice 4,000 jumpers because it was that bad, man. The cure to get your voice back, drink a lot of water. That's what I was doing.
I think people know that.
I mean, I'm just saying that if they didn't know, gosh, you got to be a jerk about everything. Let's get into what we got to talk about.
Let's get into
it. Before we do that, we got albums we want to check out. We want to check out Big Crit, his mixtape. It's Better This Way. You got Justin Bieber album, Purpose, Fire. You got Logic, mm-hmm. Incredible True Story. Got my man Ty Dolla $ign with Free TC.
Free TC?
And got Jeezy.
Yeah.
And then what else did drop? Money Making Mitch. Puff. He's not even dating him. What's Puff Daddy and the Family? And then whatever
That's
else
crazy.
We think is musically, you know. And then we got a couple other topics we're going to get to, but let's get to these albums.
Let's get these
first,
albums,
first off,
man.
My man, Big Crit. You know, Rod, that's
Big,
my main
Big.
Man. Since Crit was
here,
that's my main man. And he came through yet again and show youngins why he top five in the game. To me, it's Drake, Crit,
I don't know.
Wale, Kendrick, Cole. No debate. That's
I mean,
what it
Crit's
is,
dope.
Opinion.
But, I mean, Chris, your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
He's so underrated. And like
He doesn't take
project,
enough chances.
I feel like he does. It's just, I don't know if he has the backing or the support from
he's
the
He's got Def Jam.
Is he in the same amount of pull that Big Sean has? Bruh.
He doesn't make the same amount of records, though. You know, his records aren't as big as Big Sean's.
I mean, if you look at the project, songs like Vanilla Sky, Got Me Through, Can't Be Still with BJ Chicago Kid. I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
Studio
Can't
with
Be
all
Still
your
is fire.
That's a hit record. That's what the radio needs.
But it's not what the radio wants,
Shake
though.
Them Off with Luda and K-Camp. Fire. Party Tonight. Lord, let us party tonight. If I really had to turn up a G-Ho, I would have been playing this record in my mind. Like, Lord, let us party tonight. Like, This is what DJ Jonah wasn't even talking too reckless. Like, this is a great body of work.
He puts out great bodies of work. I mean, I don't think he's put on a bad project yet, but they just don't make the same impact as other people's.
I mean, you look at this dude's catalog from Crit Was Here to Return of Forever to Forever and a Day, Live from the Underground. Then you got King Remnant Time, then Catalactica, then this. Like you said, no bad projects. He's given us timeless gems.
But he doesn't make that splash.
But do you think that starting with this tape and then whatever 2016 has for him and just music in general, that he'll reach that point? Because new artists are being broke. And
I guess
radio. But then radio's starting to just play like real music, like, I'm hearing Alicia Cara's Here, and, like, that's going crazy. You got Beat It a Chicago Kid with Chance, No Church. Like, different records are playing on the radio. Tory Lanez,
but
Saved.
That comes and goes, you know. Like, I mean, radio gets on their conscious tip, and then they play some nice records. But then 2-3 months later, they're back to club hits, club bangers, turn up, turn up. So, I mean, you can't
like
necessarily depend on radio.
You're absolutely right. And the type of music Crit makes, like, he makes the stuff that bang in the whip. You know if when Crit
yeah, he makes
car,
he makes great car music.
And if you're a radio, man, I got to get in the business in terms of radio so I can fix some of that. Because Big Crit needs your air, bro.
I don't think he does enough outside of music, though. I mean, you see Big Sean with the Adidas commercial. I mean, Drake got his stamp on everything. I mean, Kendrick,
yeah,
I mean
Crit,
he has the whole
a lot
help
of
yeah, Torn is like, but, you know, Kendrick got the whole coast. I mean, Cole's got the college kids. And
I think Crit just
got
the OGs in the South. Like, and music, all
but,
you need is just one bass. Like, his bass is crazy. I'm a part of the bass, so I know. Like, I've interacted with
I mean, he's going to sell out shows
fans,
and things.
He's cool. He sell out shows.
But,
he's
I mean, not
better.
Enough come
it's
out
like,
to buy the album.
Man, we got to pray
I
that
mean,
Big Crit, you know, just, I always, because I want his message to be received, like, worldwide. Like, if he got to the level of a Drake and Wale, Kendrick, or Cole, or if he was nominated for a Grammy, and if he won a Grammy, I would shed a tear. So I'm like, dog,
that
was there. Like,
that would be a big, big moment for him.
That would be monumental. Like, the stuff Crit does, few, if any, could really do, in my opinion. Like, how well he can rap, produce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's singing, but he sings from the soul and carry it to him. I'm not saying he freaking
losing
Vandross.
Do you think
he's
stepped back from producing so much?
He's been doing that slowly by slowly. He's not like, it's like they'll produce a couple songs. I want him to get in there, let Ninth get like maybe four tracks and work with different producers. He's been doing it, though. I'll definitely give him his credit.
Yeah, he's been taking his stranglehold off of his production.
But I don't know what's next, you know.
Hopefully bigger
and
better things.
We'll see. Like, 2016, we'll find out what Crit's got in store. Best believe I'm
copying
it.
Would you give the album
out of 10? 11. Nah, honestly,
no bias.
Honestly, I'll give it like, I give it an 8. I give it an 8.
I was going to go like 8.5.
Yeah, I give it an 8. It's a really good project. Like, Crit, as usual, does his freaking thing, and no one's showing love, but it's cool. It's cool. 2016 going to be big for Big Crit. And if he could drop another monster like Mount Olympus, because to me, I don't care what no one said, that was the hardest record of 2014. Mount Olympus,
it was a great record. But
I was like, yo, Rob, man, whatever. Yo, this is crazy. 3 weeks later,
I didn't think he was going to go off like that.
No one did. That's why it was crazy.
But then he sunk back into the kind of like the hermit shell, and he didn't just keep kicking down, you know, kicking in the door, like just boom, let me in. He was like, I have something to say. I said it. Now I'm going to go back and chill.
Right. And all you can do is just watch and observe and hope for the best. Now, I know you don't like Bieber. I caught the Bieber wave. Here's the thing with me and Justin Bieber. I remember when I first saw a one time, I was like, yo, this dude is kind of dope. And then I was like, One Less Lonely Girl. And I was like, okay, I'll rock with that. And then Baby came out, and he just blew up really too quickly. And I was like, nah. Then the second album, he had a joint with Drake. And I was like, all right, I'm feeling that. Catching Feelings was crazy. Then Journals comes out. And I'm like, dog, why Bieber throwing that R&B flavor, you got Hold Tight, Recovery, all that matter. Like, I'm a fan of Justin Bieber. And then with this album, it's like, okay, is he really going to come back and do that R&B flavor again? Is he going to do more pop and dubstep and all that? And that's what he did. Like, a lot of music on this album could have been played at PCB. Now, mind you, when you're drunk and there's beautiful people everywhere, you don't care what's being played. As long as they're looking good and they're vibing, that's what this album feels to me. Like, it's a really good album. It has a message. Like, where are you now? I could just jump around and go crazy. Or what do you mean? I know you. If you had a wife at a rave, you would hear that. So I say if you get in that situation ever again, Rob, where we get into a PCB-type vibe, get the Justin Bieber album. I know I'm not going to persuade you, but just just have it ready, and then with you, the white boy, just like, hey.
So he only makes music for white people now? What?
No, I'm not saying that. Like, the album, it's smooth. Like, it's like, it's not elevator music, but it's like, it could be playing, you could just be doing anything. I mean, rock with heavy.
I don't hate Justin Bieber. I don't have any, it's like apathy towards him, you know. He kind of came a little after I was into the whole looking into new artists. I've been kind of rolling with the same stable for a while. I mean,
right.
Especially outside of rap, it's hard for me to get into a new artist. I mean, who hasn't heard a Justin Bieber song? I mean, and he's had some dope records, but I'm definitely
going
to listen.
He even got your boy Nas on the album. Nas on the album, and that song actually goes.
That's the most random feature I could ever think of, actually.
Nas respects greatness, and the dude plays 5 different instruments. Like,
okay.
This is a talented individual.
Yeah, I mean, I never said he wasn't. I mean, a person who can sing and dance is talented, so, I mean, come on. It's not a personal about me not liking him or his music. It's just I haven't got around to giving his discography a whole Bobby George like run.
One day we're going to take a ride and I'm going to just have it playing like I did
with
Phil.
Sure I
was like, bro,
that,
this is fire. Phil was like, this is fire. And I was like, Bieber, bro, you're lying, bro. I'm like, no, it's Bieber. No! Shout out Phil if you're listening. Yes, he's a Bieber fan. Philip Allen is a Bieber fan. I just want to say
he's
that.
A believer?
All right. He's a low-key believer. Like, me and Dom out of our crew, we are the believers. But, like, Phil, if you don't tell him, it's fire. And then Bieber chopped and screwed, fire also. You should give it a listen. Okay. Now let's bring it on home a little bit. I know we from PG County, but this Mocha representative, you know, Gaithersburg, by the name of Logic, second album, The Incredible True Story, is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The concept crazy. The production's crazy. The flows are crazy. I already know what you're going to say. Oh, he sound like Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. And da, 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 da.
He does. I mean, he doesn't stand out to me.
I think he does. Like, his message is what makes him stand out. Like, peace,
I could put him in a playlist and keep it moving and not have to pause and then say, oh, man, that song really touched me. Like, that song really hit. It's just like I've heard the style before, you know?
I mean, the thing is, like, okay, on Young Jesus, he has that boom bap rap, that 90s flow, and then I Am the Greatest has touched my soul. Like, that's what I wake up to now. Like, I am the greatest. And you're just like, heck, he is the greatest. Let's go. Like, I just start feeling yourself in the flow. I'm telling you, he was spazzing. That's my anthem. I Am the Greatest needs to be a video. I'm going to tweet Logic after this podcast is over. Thing I'm playing, 501, holla at your boy. You got Fade Away. I mean, the skits is based in the future. Like, I can't explain, like, Logic. Can't you gotta go look up this interviews? But it's like, it's in the future, but it represents what's going on today in his life. It's a really well-thought-out album that no one today's culture would have thought of,
you,
in my opinion.
You can have a great concept, but if you don't deliver it, I mean, like, that was the problem
he
I had
delivered.
With Kendrick's last album. Like, I mean, so many people thought, oh, man, everybody said, yo, man, it was a great concept. I mean, he had the conversation with Pac, and, you know, it was just a great, and I'm like, yeah, it was a well thought out. He really put a lot of effort into this concept. But if I don't like the songs, then, I mean, the concept loses meaning to me.
Well, you're tripping on Kendrick's album because it was nothing but flames.
Really?
Mortal Man.
Really?
Are you serious?
The new Butterfly media bias? Okay. I mean, I feel like people anoint him greater than, like, Kendrick is dope. Never going to say he's not dope.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, I like, the second album just wasn't, it wasn't, like, I think, I mean, people are trying to put it as the album of the year. I'm like, I don't, like, to me, it wasn't better than Album About Nothing. And that's not because I'm from the DMV area or anything. But
I mean, what's more,
if we're talking concept,
to right, we're talking what's something you could just play and really like just do whatever, then of course, Wale's is better. Like, it's not like it's a really great concept, Wale, but it's not too hard to digest that a casual fan can listen to it. Kendrick, you got to be in that zone to be like, I'm going to listen.
Now
to
you sound like one of those J. Cole fans that say, you're not smart enough to understand.
J. Cole, and then you
J.
saw
Cole.
Him live, it was going crazy.
No, I'm not saying anything against Cole. I'm just saying the fan base. Like, you'll see on Twitter and you say, I'll say something like, you know, J. Cole's last song wasn't that, last hit wasn't that crazy or something. They're like, you're not smart enough to understand what he's saying. I'm like, you don't know me. Like, have you seen my grades?
Like, I mean, that's
like,
real.
What?
But I'm just saying, like, you can't just throw a Pimp a Butterfly on and go run errands. No, because you're not going to fully digest the album. It's something that you really got to sit down and listen to.
But,
I'm not saying you have to have a certain level of intelligence, although certain songs, some people need to have a certain level of intelligence to appreciate it.
Yeah, but it's like this. People say, well, look at the concept. He's speaking, like, Kendrick's speaking to black people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's dope. And, you know, it's great to make music for your people and to uplift them. But, I mean, isn't it greater to have a message that spreads to everybody? I mean, Wale's album had a lot of concepts that everybody, not just black people in the hood, not just rich white people or random white girls or homeless people on the street, everybody could get it.
You're right. You are absolutely right. But I still feel like Kendrick's, it kind of hit a message of the theme of what's going on today. It encapsulates what's going on today. And then years later, you can go back and be like, that's what 2015 was. That's what 2014 was. That's what 2016 was.
But you
and
can say, that's what life is every year.
You're right. I mean, but there's certain albums that just fit a certain time period. Like, you listen to, New Jack Swing. That don't fit today. But in the late 80s, early 90s, that's what it was fitting.
I mean,
so
it depends on if you
go
to one of those throwback parties.
Right. But I'm saying, in general, you don't go back and be like, yo, man, this would be fire today. Different style, different vibe.
That depends. Some things are timeless, but that's another conversation.
I'm not saying it's not. But back to Logic, he did it again. To me, we want to talk about rappers in the DMV area. Seeing Wale is a GOAT. You know, some people be like, oh, no, it's Glizzy.
No.
That's for Glizzy and Trell. And I like Light Show and Chaz French and Gold Link. They dope. Those are my people. But
Black
Logic,
Cobain? Come on, man.
Black Cobain
Logic
is cool, but he signed up to Wale. It's like Wale signed himself. That's what it feels like to me. And I like Black Cobain. Like, 4AM was crazy. 5AM was crazy.
I'm just trying to miss him, but the name is a DMV artist, you know, so people don't forget.
Yeah, but
Hands Can Be Donate.
He
was a pioneer of the movement. We can't forget Tabby.
Put me in the pocket. I hated that song.
It didn't matter because it got spins on the radio.
I hated it. It just was blah to me. But shout out Logic. I think second best at DMV. Keep doing your
thing. That's like saying you're the tallest midget.
What?
I mean, because DMV hasn't really, we haven't produced enough
We're
artists.
Producing as we speak. Like, so
but we're
Glizzy,
talking about
you got
who have
Trill.
Solid albums, though. Like, if
right,
you say
right
someone throws the top,
in,
hold on. But if you say someone's like a top five out of New York or someone's a top five out of the West Coast right now, I mean, you're going against people who have albums of work who, you know, that means you put them past people who put in a lot of work. You know, DMV, our movement is kind of just starting, so it's kind of easy to break into that top five. I mean, Logic had two solid projects. And he's already in the top five, you know? I mean, I don't even think Fat Trill's got an album out yet. And Glizzy
only
got a couple of hits. But, I mean, he's not really
only have albums
dropped a
is
great
Wale,
project.
Glizzy, I mean, Wale and Glizzy. Wale, Logic, and Goldling just dropped his album. I have to hear that. And then probably next Tuesday we'll talk about it.
I mean, you know, Logic's put in work. You know, respect to the Maryland brother.
Right. And then, let's see, what else we got? We got my man Ty Dolla $ign. You've been at A&T for a year now. You understand that
Ty
when Dolla $ign comes
Let me
on
tell
at
you
any
this,
party.
Let me
Fire.
Tell you this about Ty Dolla $ign. I was not a big fan of Dolla $ign. I didn't hate him. I didn't dislike his music. I just was like, he's cool. He's another artist, I guess. But when I listened to this album, this album is crazy.
Dog. It's
from
beautiful,
the intro,
man.
the intro was ridiculous. Like, and then the song with Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge, Babyface.
Like, he really dug into it and was like, you know what, I'm going to get me some features that you don't see on every album.
He got Brandy, like, Brandy's on the intro. Brandy Kendrick and come on, son. Like,
he got Brandy to sing, like, little background vocal. Come on. That reminded me of Bring Me Down from Kanye.
It did. Like, speaking of Kanye, he had Kanye and Diddy.
Exactly.
And Diddy talking that talk. You
like,
know, he had
this
R.
album.
Kelly, bruh. R. Whew. Kelly. Flames.
This might be one of currently, if it wasn't for an artist we're about to talk about later, this might be my favorite album recently that came out.
I'm telling you, bro.
I think this is a solid 9.
I think it is too. Like, cause I think Troy was one of my Sterling. Sterling was like, "Is it better than Airplane Mode?" And Troy was like, "Yeah." And I'm like, before I can respond, I'm just like, "Well, one, Airplane Mode wasn't all the way complete, but Ty Dolla Sign was making me like him, like the instrumentals, the music. Like, granted, the melodies and the lyrics, there's some real stuff, but the music itself." No one's putting that music. Like,
I think he's finally mastered it.
So beautiful.
Like, he put it together great on this album. Like, it's a beautiful thing to see someone master their style and their sound.
You are right. And Dolla Sign he's only gonna get better. That's the thing that people aren't even realizing.
Hopefully. You know, you never know.
Well,
people
fall
off sometimes.
You're pessimistic, so.
I'm a realist.
I said he will. It's debatable. All right, we got 8 minutes, they said. So we're going to talk about this last album. You know, me and you, we debated this. What was it, yesterday? He could arguably be the greatest Southern rapper ever based on consistency.
Yep.
Young Jeezy. Pastor
Young. Young Jeezy.
Bless the trap.
Pastor Young. He doesn't
what
miss.
What was you feeling, Rob?
He doesn't miss. He comes through with another dope album. Like, Young Jeezy, he shows up when it's time to, you know? Like,
and I agree. Now, I haven't got to hear it all the way. I just want to let you know, God is unbelievable. And then the remix with Nas.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, man.
Yo,
At first, you know, I was a little skeptic because, you know, throughout the last few years, a lot of the artists we kind of grew up on or definitely in our middle school, high school years came up with have been disappointing. You know, we talked about this yesterday. You know, the T.I.s, the Waynes, you know, people like the Ludacris, like last few projects may not have been the greatest. But, man, Jeezy just came through and restored faith. Yeah,
you are right. You are
it's
absolutely right.
It's because of this album. I may look forward to No Ceilings 2.
Man, you already know Thanksgiving Day. I'm gonna eat my food. Hey. I'm gonna say my prayers and be like, dear Lord, let Weezy go back to Weezy. Weezy F. Right. I want Tunchi. I want Weezy F. Baby, and the F is for anything other than phenomenal because that was terrible. I'm a Wayne fan. Wayne, my favorite rapper ever. I meet Wayne, bro. I'm going to share the thugs here in my room when I get home. Not there. Then just be like, oh, yeah, if you met Wayne or Drake, no, I'm not going to cry. But, like, in my room, all right, Young is hating, man. I've seen them live. I got to witness their show live and didn't cry. I'll be okay. I will be okay. All right,
this church in these streets, man.
It's fire. It's crazy how fast this goes. One, we got to let the people know we're actually doing two shows this week because today is Tuesday, and then Friday we're doing sports to cover everything that happened. So Ronda Rousey, we're going to talk about you Friday, how you disappointed me, and we can talk more about
made me happy.
Being glorious. Hey, let's chill. All right, we got to nip this in the bud quick because we got 6 minutes. So... more pressure to drop their next project, Meek Mill or Drizzy Drake? Why?
Like,
you go first.
Like I said, I think for the critics is Drake, and for the people is Meek, because Meek to the people has died. Period.
They
don't think he's got
any. He's a joke. It's like you're Meek Mill.
Exactly.
It's like a running joke on every station.
So it's like,
it's not the fact that it's a running joke, not to cut you off. It's like the man was being trolled by corporations. Like,
exactly.
ESPN.
People were like, how do we see him?
Like,
this Meek Mill. That's really what's happening to him. People don't believe he has any fire left in him to give out to the fans. So he's got to come through for the people.
If half of Dream Chasers 4, he's mentioning, I got the Rollie on my wrist, I'm going to scream, dog. I'm going to scream.
As long as he has
that
fire beat.
That blows me. Okay,
like, I just want to hear him on
fire
the
fire beat. I got a platinum Rollie. Platinum wrist. Looks like,
if Meek Mill gets on a nice soulful beat, I like loud rappers on soulful beat. Like, you know, Ross could turn up, but when Ross is on Thug Cry, come on.
Beautiful.
Meek on Ambition? Like,
you're right.
He needs to get
fight.
He's got to go with them souls. He's got to go with the soul. I could, you know, forgive a couple floss raps if he comes with some soul ones. Like, he's got to show people he's still Meek from Philly. And he's still got fire. Right. As for Drake, this is just pump fake. Views from the Six has been his shield for the last couple projects. Everybody's like, you know what? If you're reading this, it's too late. Wasn't great lyrically.
It wasn't.
What a Time to Be Alive wasn't that crazy
question.
Lyrically.
It did answer your question. You want to hear him rap on a full project. He rapped on two full projects. Were the A1 raps? No. And
but
they
were,
they
exactly.
Were, they're on drugs. Because it was like, bro, this is a classic. I'm like, homie, I'm a Drake fan.
This ain't a classic. It's like, he's been hiding behind the, hey, Views from the Six will be fire shield. And if he doesn't deliver with the Views, people going to start looking at his resume.
On both projects that he's done, 30 for 30, that was that's real Drake. And then you look at 6 p.m. in New York, was it the worst time and place thing? Yeah, but those were still bars from Drake. Like, Drake still gets busy. Granted, Hotline Bling, you can't escape it.
Come on.
But if Drake raps back to back.
Glimpses are cool. I mean, do we say Jay-Z's back on in his blueprint bag when he goes and has a couple five verses on Magna Carta? No. So we can't say Drake is back on his rapping thing when he has a couple good verses here and there. I mean,
I want Drake to either A, come up with a Lord Knows, or B, get in the booth for night. But dang, we only got 2 minutes. So here's what we're going to do. All right, before we close out, oh, we got 1 minute. We got to shout out my homegirl Naya with the question, what's worse, peaking in high school or peaking in college? I say peaking in high school. No, comedy, it's comical if you peak in high school too early, and then college is more depressing. That's why when I got this job, I'm like, yo, I didn't fail in college. Because if you that dude in college and fail, and you come back homecoming, that was the man, it's just like, yo, that's depressing, bro.
Exactly. It's better to peak in high school because you can, you know, adjust to not being as great anymore. You know, you have 4 years of college to realize that maybe you're not the star you once were. But if you spend your whole up to like 22 being great and then now you're just average at best, it's over.
Yes. It's over. And with that being said, I think it is over for this podcast because they've given us like 30 seconds. So, quick shout-outs. Shout-out anyone who's listening. All my family. Shout-out Boy Miles. Birthday.
Shout-out to Pamela Allen. You know, prayers. She's been in the hospital.
Hey.
She's getting better. So, shout-out to her.
And we gonna fade
bitches
out.
Bitches, they just trace me, you know what? When they forget where they club, they hold down when they try to reverse the album.
And,
I'm like, huh?
Nope.
writer, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigger than my brother. Big enough my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that arrow,
touch my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things to sing about,
bring them out. It's hard to yell when the fat rails in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime minister, back to finish my business up.